20th Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Fuchs, or Mr. Fuchs. Bless your dick. Mr. Deedle, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
I'm here.
Commissioner Hogan.
Excused.
Commissioner Burkhart.
Excused.
Commissioner Haley.
Excused.
City Engineer Morrow.
Is here.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Here.
Commissioner Fowler.
Here.
We have, believe it or not, we have a quorum. Please rise and join the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item is B1, approval of regular meeting minutes on June 6th. Any questions or corrections?
Move approval.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Mayor is voting to affect the outcome. I also vote aye. The motion carries. Move on to item D1, Verizon Wireless Expansion of the Cell Tower Lease. This is a site plan amendment. Mr. Deedle.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I got an aerial photograph of the area up on the screen. The tower. Tower is at the north end right here. There's a fenced-in area here. They want to expand it further westward by about 800 square feet. There's a equipment cabinet or two, and a generator within the currently fenced-in compound area. You're going to remove those and place those within the new compound area. The fence around this area will be a chain-link fence with razor wire on top, barbed wire on top. Barbed wire, not razor wire. So that is something that can be approved by the Plan Commission. It is specifically noted in the report and as one of the conditions. Staff's recommending approval with a couple of conditions. So one is that the barbed wire on top of the fence is okay, as long as it's okay with the Plan Commission. Two, that we are looking for some additional landscaping. They had landscaping on a part of the south side of the compound area and then a part of the west side of the compound area. Now they're doing the expansion over here. So city engineers told me this is an old photograph. They got a new building built and it's really tight in this corner. He's probably going to recommend that there be no landscaping on the south side, but he'll probably be okay with a little bit of landscaping on the west side, and staff will be okay with that. The third issue, it's not a condition, I'm just pointing it out. There is a 15-foot setback from this north property line. Structures, only fences, and structures under 150 square feet in size are allowed within that setback, and only one of those. But there's a lot more than one in there. I looked at the prior approvals for the cell tower and site plan amendments to the cell tower. It was never raised as an issue of that setback issue. So we're just pointing it out and we're not making any conditions about it. Because the new compound and the fenced-in area, of course, will be within 15 feet, and some of the cabinets and stuff in there might be within the 15 feet as well. So staff has not made that a condition. We're just pointing it out. No prior approvals ever raised that issue or made them keep things out of the setback. So other than that, staff's recommending approval.
Mr. Deedle, I'm not aware of any of our cell tower or any location having an issue with vandalism. Anybody else have barbed wire fence?
I forgot to look. It sounds familiar, but I bet you it's not common. But I believe somewhere there is.
That's my concern too. I've got couldn't remember of any of the cell towers that we've approved in the past that we've ever allowed or required or asked for barbed wire on top of the fence, and I have some concerns with that unless it's something new has come up. Also, Joel, that property behind where there's that setback, is that developable as part of the industrial park, or is that a lot that has not been developed, or is that a set aside? Right there, that vacant lot that's kind of, it's the back end of there. Is that? That's Excel. I thought it was Excel too, but I'm not sure.
Wasn't that where the Nike site was? So I don't know how much of that structure underground is still left.
So
very active. You go out there, there's parts going in and out all the time. Niacinside is actually on the utility site. There's a tank there. We had it inspected when we did our building project a few years ago, and everything's in so good of a shape. We decided not to demolish it because it's so thick and would have taken a massive effort to do that.
I'm just wondering if it's a developable lot, will we be having concerns in the future if there's no setback from that property to a future property owner that might want to develop it? I'm sorry.
No, this is a good one. I'm not arguing this. This is Crohn's building here. There's their property. Thank you.
I would say, remind. So keep in mind that they're not putting up a new tower. The tower is already there.
Okay.
It's really just another building or two to house facilities that would go on the tower. Joel, were you able to get the pictures up here?
Yes.
I was out there today. I took several pictures just to kind of illustrate what's, because the aerial photos don't do it justice. Actually, they're not representative. So for clarification, not only am I a city employee who will be getting money out of this deal, I'm also managing the utility department.
So you individually are not utility department?
Yes. Actually, city, yes. That goes to city. Okay. All right.
I think I can only do this one.
Okay, so this is, if you're on the east side looking west, so the fence that you see in front is actually the DPW fence. The tall poles, the tower. There's a couple. You can go to a couple more pictures. Okay, here's a look standing on the west side looking east. You can see the existing fence has barbed wire on top. Our fence also has barbed wire on top. You can see the close proximity. There are some bushes, but those bushes, I believe, are actually on the other property line. And the north side is actually has a lot of, I don't remember which ones, but there's some very significant utility cables in there that we had to work around when we did our construction. So that's why I would suggest that we not have any landscape on the north side. There's simply no room for it. On the south side, you can see how this the AT&T's contractor, they really need to be able to get access to the facility. Plus, we use that area as a drive into our facility. Joel is correct. I don't have any problem putting landscaping on the west side of this. I think that should.
We had a cell tower company in that's going to be putting in a cell tower on First Street. Have they contacted you or talked to you at all about, I don't know what you call it,
co-location.
Your town?
So,
before you answer that, name that
council center.
My name is Sheronica Chase. I'm here from LCC Telecom Services, located at 10700 West Higgins Road, Suite 240 in Rosemont, Illinois, 60018. And I am here on behalf of our client, American Tower Corporation. More specifically, they are working for Verizon. So to answer your question, that is not something that I would be privy to, because essentially what this is, we will be adding a generator and a shelter similar to what you see here for fiber purposes. So this is numerous cell sites use fiber. That's how we get our internet and different things now. So essentially what they want to do is to install a new generator that will support numerous cell sites in the area, and that will be a fiber hub. So it's to ensure that if anything happens or a site is being overworked, it's like a backup. So as far as what's going on with the tower or potential co-location on the tower, that's not information that I would have or be privy to with this project.
And it's not involved.
Correct. And you did have some concerns about the barbed wire. The barbed wire is actually very common. A lot of jurisdictions actually require barbed wire as one of the anti-climbing or anti-access, just to ensure that no one that's not supposed to have access to it gains access to it. So it's actually really, really common.
Already there.
And I'm willing to answer any other questions if there are.
Okay, item D2 is We Energies Foundation Healing Garden Lake and Nature Trails construction on the Conservancy for Healing and Heritage. Let's do this easily. Is there a motion to determine the proposed amendment as a minor amendment?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Mayor votes aye. Move on to the second part of that, which is the people.
Couple things to mention. There's two parts of this, a site plan amendment and a PDD amendment. For the PDD amendment, we're specifically adding the healing garden from the standpoint of the setbacks. This PDD had setbacks established based on Polish community center buildings. So all these is accessory structures for the healing garden would be encroaching into that setback and would not be even touch the property line in some cases. So we're amending the PDD to allow these accessory structures. I'm also recommending a further change to the PDD to allow them to have minor changes to the accessory structures in the future if they need them through a minor site plan amendment process. The other thing that came up at the last
meeting.
Changes, they won't have to come back. The other item or issue with the PDD is towards the end of the process, they had identified that they would like to have some uses and activities here, but they haven't finished their thoughts and plans and strategy of what all of that would entail. So they've identified two particular uses or events, a soul circle and a healing circle, are relatively passive in nature. It might be held outdoors if it's nice. It might be inside the chapel if it's not nice. That's not an issue. But they know they're going to eventually want to do more things out there. So they are asking for approval of those two events, and that would be part of this PDD. I'm also proposing as part of this PDD, that this was a last-minute change, but it is in the draft, the older draft of the PDD that's in the packet. To allow them to have passive events such as the soul circle and healing circle, and passive would be defined as small in extent, not exceeding the capacity of the chapel, not exceeding the capacity of the parking lot that they will have access to at the hospital or clinic, and not exceeding their hours of operation, which they envision to be from dawn to dusk. Anything that they would want to do that doesn't meet that criteria, again, adding to this PDD, they could ask for that through either a temporary use or through a special event to the clerk's office.
Next marriage would be elder.
Yes. So those would be the changes to the PDD.
Special use.
And then the site.
It'd be special because it'd be dead.
The other thing that I would mention is originally it was proposed that this project would also include lake and nature trails, except those trails extend all the way down to the lake. They will need a natural resource special exception, so that's going to have to be the subject of the future item. They have submitted that natural resource special exception, although I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. So that will be coming up in a future planning commission meeting. So at this time, we're only making changes for just the Healing Garden and the trails that go along the Healing Garden and around the chapel. With those two additional changes, minor site plan amendment for small changes, and the special events and special accessory uses, or passive nature, anything over that would be a special event or temporary use. So there is a small boardwalk or two adjacent to the chapel, yes. I think there might be a bigger one closer to the lake. Not, it would not include any of the stuff closer to the lake.
I know Ms. Gray wants to get a presentation.
Not really.
Excellent. Questions from Commissioner Fowler?
Just to be sure, Joel, so when you said that they would have approvals for certain items of things that they want to do on the property, does that mean they could increase the impervious surfaces of the property without coming back to us, or is that not the case? Just want to be clear on that.
For the Healing Garden, yes. So, for instance, if they wanted to add a little, another small segment of trail, reroute a small segment of the existing pathways, yes, small changes like that, they could, which could potentially be small increases of impervious surface. That is another point. That is one of the conditions of approval, by the way, for the site plan. I'll get to that. They're getting close to the new MMSD limit on impervious surface, and the engineering department is not positive. They've counted all the historic stuff that's happened here. So that's one of the conditions. They have to go back and show engineering that they have caught all the historic activities, and combined total do not exceed, I think it's 5,000 square feet.
So I just want to point out to the Planning Commission and the audience that there's been flooding. The lake drains off to the across 68th Street and into those homes over there toward the Root River. And there's been flooding there before. And as we continue to allow the increase of impervious surfaces without managing the stormwater, but the city engineers assured me that there will be a stormwater plan at some point.
And for sure, as part of this site plan, they have to do calculations to verify there's still air.
Correct, but to be good neighbors, they should think about how they're going to manage that stormwater.
Anyone else? Motion to recommend approval of ordinance for amendment 50-3-4433. The Unified Development Ordinance and Development District Number 28, which is published by the present, the Union Center, to offer accessory structures. Setbacks to allow accessory structures adjacent to the property line, construction of the Healing Garden and the lake and nature trails at the Conservancy for Healing Heritage, 6941 South 68 Street.
So moved.
Now the site plan amendment does have a couple of conditions here. I guess we just jump to them. I guess I think the applicant's okay with these, but we can ask to be sure. So the site plan resolution is in the packet, starting on page 2. Again, like normal, the first 4 conditions are standard operating and boilerplate conditions. So starting with condition number 5, the applicant has to apply for and receive approval of a natural resource special exception prior to any construction for the lake and nature trails.
Okay.
And I believe they're okay with that. Number six, the applicant shall revise the site plan to more clearly identify the setback to the southern property boundary for all accessory structures. So again, that's to help guide me in the future for the minor site plans in the future. I want to know for sure what they are now, and I'm only going to allow small changes in the future. If they ask for something big, they might have to come back here. Number seven, next page three, and this is the stormwater condition. That the applicant shall submit following stormwater management related information for engineering department review and approval. And as I previously talked about, it's to make sure that they count all the impervious surfaces, even the stuff historically, all the way back to September 2001. And I did mention, but I think it's 5,000 square feet, but verify that with the engineering department. So that's condition number seven.
Actually, we're good with this because we're working on some of this. Some of this is
yes.
Which in the past.
And that's conditions 8 and 9. They had submitted that information in their first submittal. They didn't include it in the last submittal. Neither they nor I caught it in the last minute. So I just want to make sure that if it's the same as what was earlier submitted, we're fine. If you guys did make any changes, then I would need a revised version of the erosion control plan. And a revised version of this tree survey. Otherwise, if there are no changes, then that those conditions are already met.
Questions for staff? Yeah.
Just to the applicant, you heard my concerns about the downstream adding impervious surfaces there. Do you have any issues with coming up with a way to manage that stormwater so it does not impact the neighbors?
If we have to do it.
I can get your commitments
to
that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
No. Is there a motion to approve a resolution approving a site plan for layout and site changes specifically for accessory structures, paved walking path areas for the Wien Energies Foundation Healing Garden and Lake and Nature Trails on the Conservancy for Healing and Heritage property at 6941 South Street in Healing Trails.
So moved.
I'll second.
Mayor will be voting. All those in favor, say the rule, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0.
So move.
Mayor, before
second.
I'll do that, I just want to make a statement. I appreciate the fact, as many of you know, as many of you know, Mike Murray, I'm in Greendale, 5870 Lakeview Avenue in Greendale. I was residing in Franklin before I made that move. You still like us. Yeah. Many of you know that we've been before this body and the Common Council a few times to talk about this project from its original inception in 2000, believe it or not, and then our acquisition of the land in 2005. Shortly thereafter, we formalized the Conservancy as a nonprofit. Then in about 2016, we built the chapel, and then in 2017, we finally paid off the land, which was significant. And now, then we began to get serious about raising the funds necessary to complete the project, and we have done that. We have a little bit more to go, but we have enough money to complete this project now. And what I wanted to say is that we've got complete cooperation from Joel, his group, and this council, the Planning Commission, the Common Council, and I really appreciate that. So that's what I wanted to say. That's all. But, oh yeah, the mayor too. The mayor too.
You can see it's important.
Your comments regarding staff specifically, Joel and his staff, are very welcome.
Well, I know he's working, very, very, very hard. We understand the pressure that he's under with everything that's going on in Franklin. But we really appreciate the cooperation.
I mean, this is going to be an excellent addition to Franklin. Very
yeah,
long forward.
We think so. Yeah. It's been a long haul from year 2000 to now. So. But thanks again.
Okay, there's been a motion.
Aye.